G'day, it's Gus, Wendell and Jude, Dead Set Legends, and this is the podcast Extra Break. World-class league sledges. Del, you were named in the top 10.
I love seeing his name bob up in here. This is great.
Were you surprised, Jude, when you heard that he was a sledger of all-time status?
Not at all. Not at all, because he just loves that ability, just to, a bit of mental disintegration, you know, loves to try and live rent-free in someone's head, and he's always, you know, bad-mouthing us in here, so I can imagine him out on the field as well.
Oh, I'm not sure what you're talking about, guys. You guys are both looking wonderful today. Oh. Yeah, I mean, without you guys, I wouldn't be a part of this show. You guys make the show, and I'm taking along, simple as that.
Wow. So you're no good at being that type of
There's
job.
No humbleness. Wait, yeah. Here. Leave the humbleness
aside. Remember I tried to be humble at the start of the show?
Yeah, the first break of the first show.
We need to find that.
You were trying to be all cordial.
It's not about me, and then, you know what, the real Del came out.
Let's go through the top 10 league sledges. Start at number 10. That's where you are sitting, big fella. Were you happy? Were you laughing when you saw that? Like, what was your reaction?
Oh, look, I was laughing because, mate, when you get a winger who sledges, like, you know, as I said to you, I like sledging because it makes me play better. And if I'm having an unhappy game and I'm getting sledged, well, then my thing is I've got to try and back it up, make sure I don't make the same mistakes or make mistakes. So Wayne Bennett and I had that sort of bond. And the players in and around that. So I'd actually be sledging forwards and stuff because I was, for a winger, I was a big guy.
Yeah.
But I believe in you give as good as you get. So if I was having a good game and I was into someone and then I was having a bad game and someone sledging me, someone would go, mate, Del, you're having a bad day today. I said, yeah, it's not my best, but don't worry. My next play will be a big play. So I'm just trying to turn that negative into a positive.
So let's look at the top 10. You've got yourself in 10, and then we've got Ricky Stewart 9, Matthew Ridge 8, Mick Ennis 7. Bob Fulton at 6, Tommy Radonikis 5, Craig Coleman 4, Will Chambers 3, and Will Chambers, well, we've seen a bit of that lately, and Paul Langmack, and then Terry Hill. Tell us about some of those that you've come up against and what their sledging was like.
Well, Ricky Stewart was good. Ricky Stewart was really smart. He's really old school because Ricky was always world class, and I remember he was sledging somebody, some bloke I think was talking about playing against him, and he said something like, mate, I hope you enjoy today because you'll be playing at the 1:30 game next week. I'm back in reserve grade. And Ricky, everyone was like laughing and that. And Ricky, what was good too, was like for a young player like me coming through, just watching a bloke like him, like you have a look at the way that his passion and the way that he talks now. I love it. Bob Fulton, he was a good sledger. Didn't play against Bob, but he gave me my first opportunity as a player to play for Australia. I couldn't make Australian schoolboys, couldn't make any of those sides. And Bob Fulton, he picked me in front of Kenny Nagus and Jack Elsgood on that 94 tour. You know, I had a pretty good year. And
well, to be honest with you, if you look back on the careers of those three players, all three good players, you were by far the best player. So he picked it early.
Yeah, but I think there's me and Steve Menzies on that 94 tour, which was great. But I remember Bob Fulton, the boys were having beers because I didn't drink until I was 21. Remember those days when players didn't drink? I was one of those players, obviously. I'm made up for it now and then some. So the boys having a drink in a bar, and Bob Fulton looks at David Fairley and he goes, Daisy, because they called him Daisy, he goes, what about the size of your head? And like, mate, he was just, mate, Bozo was like one of the original sledges. And blokes respect him because he could play. Obviously, champion fella, set a standard in the game, but also a real arrogant. And, you know, probably, obviously, Will Chambers and I played against one another. Will never ever sledged me, you know. There was a mutual respect there with Will and I. But I used to ask Will, because myself and there was a guy called Peter Polikotis, his manager, we're all sort of mates and stuff. And I saddled up to him in Origin one day. I said, Will, mate, when you sledge, what do? Will actually, he puts things in place. He actually watches the game. He thinks about things like with Gel. He's into Gel, you know. He thinks about sledging and he reckons, I always have a few in my back pocket. So if he knows he's playing someone,
he's ready to, just ready to drop it.
He's watched them a game before and that type of stuff.
Yeah, 100%.
So what about him now? Like the fact he's been dropped from the Sharks team is obviously a pretty good understanding that the coach didn't like what he did.
Yeah.
Plus, he didn't back it up, did he? All these players backed it up with their ability.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of it. Like not only just giving it verbally, but sitting there saying, I'm going to stand over you physically dominate you.
Look, to be fair, I looked at some of those players, mate. At the end of the day, Will Chambers is a pretty good player. He's played for Australia.
He was. So I'm saying now.
Doesn't matter.
But now he's on the slide and he's carrying on like a pork chop.
Yeah, but like, mate, Will's his own man. Like, mate, Will will bounce back. Players like playing with Will, even Cronulla, you know. And I think, like, Joey John should be in there. I know. If I'm Will now, I'm just getting back and I'm playing football and don't worry about the sledging. But he's very good at what he does. Remember when him and Latrell were going at each other and Latrell took him out of his comfort zone?
He owned him in Origin.
He did. Mate, so Terry Hill.
Tell us about Terry Hill.
Mate, Terry Hill, I don't think Terry Hill's number one. Terry Hill, he was a good sledger. But when you talk about sledging, you've got to be composed. You can't talk about You can't be racist. Yeah. You can't talk about family. And you just can't be real personal, you know. You just got to make sure that you've got to be quick-witted.
So there's some rules there sort of unsaid.
Yes.
Said. You don't racial, religious.
No, I can understand, I can understand that now, but I'm thinking when Terry Hill was playing in the 90s,
that's right.
The racist thing wasn't a thing then.
Oh, mate, there was – look, I won't go, but I'm not saying Terry Hill, but there were things in the 90s that I wouldn't repeat now because I know some of those guys when I came through through that era, whatever happened on the field, stayed in the field, and I left it on the field too. You know, you look at guys who I'll get to Terry Hill, but guys like Gordon Tallis, you know, he sledged.
You're adding to the list now.
I'm saying these guys are probably better sledgers than me. Gordon Tallis, when Rodney Howe got in trouble for his drug scene, you know, we've all been in trouble at some stage or another. He played an Origin against Gordy, and Gordy just goes, I got needles. And I'm going like, mate, you can't say that. Like, and then, but Gordy don't care, but Gordy will back it up, you know?
Yeah.
And I think he said it publicly. Willie Mason, when he was sledging the Dragons team, he goes, honestly, you know, when he got mic'd up, and I said to the boys, why didn't someone give it to him, mate? It was embarrassing the Dragons, you know, just bagging them. Brayton Astor is another good one, but also, so I'll get to Terry Hill. So Terry Hill was into me because I'd come in and I'd sledge the forwards and that. And as Terry Hill was giving it to me, he just sprayed me for 30 seconds. We're winning and he sprayed me. And as he was spraying me, I was just wiping spit off my face, you know, obviously. And then when he finished, I said, mate, can you repeat that, please? And then I walked off. You just got to know what makes them sort of, you know, amp up.
It's the quick-witted stuff, isn't it? And stuff that almost makes your own team and the opposition team laugh. But, I mean, I guess, is there still a space for sledging in sport? I think there is.
Yeah, but you know, dude, you got to think about it. You got to be quick-witted. Like, I know if I'm playing a rookie, and he's playing on me. Like, you know, I know I've watched his kid and he's played 6 games in reserve grade and then it was his debut. So when I'd come on and I was at my best, I'd look at him and go, it's going to be a long day for you today. And I'd go, why? I said, because I'm on today, man. I'm feeling real good about myself. And I said, mate, what's the other winger's name? And then he'd go, oh, that's so-and-so. I said, well, you know what? After 10 minutes, you better swap because, mate, I'm going to take you to school. You know, stuff like that that takes them out of their comfort zone, gets them thinking.
We, in an AFL sense, the best sledger we used to play against was Michael Voss. And obviously they were like
three people. Well, he could back it up too.
He could back it up. Yeah. And Jonathan Brown always tells the story that when they were playing against Geelong, there's a smaller guy, Shannon Burns, who started in the middle after halftime. And they come out and the ball's about to be bounced by the umpire. And Michael Voss goes, stop the game. The Auskick kids are still out here.
Yeah. Mate,
both teams are roaring that.
Mate, one of the best sledges I've ever heard, and I like to think that even though I'm in this sort of in the mix there, and, you know, it's something that I take on board because I think I don't sledge with malice. I think it's mental disintegration, as Steve Waugh used to say. Lee Matthews, that was the best sledge, and I think you know this one. So that Brisbane Lions side won 3 premierships in a row. They lost their 4th to Port. Anyway, Justin Lepage, you know, there's Jason Akermanis, Justin Lepage, you know, you're coaching some egos, as Wayne Bennett would know, at the Broncos with me and Gordy and stuff. Anyway, so apparently they're on the lift and they'll go to a function and Justin Lepage turns to Lee Matthews and said, hey, Lee, what would you be without us? And apparently Lee Matthews turns to him and says, I'm not sure, probably just a player of the century. That's what he was voted, wasn't he?
Yeah, mate. He was voted the player of the century.
Lethal Lee.
It's that great cricket sledge because obviously there's more time in a game of cricket, a lot of time where there's not a lot of action happening. And apparently there was some Zimbabwean batsman, I can't remember his name, was getting schooled by Mark Waugh in the slip.
Was it Flower?
No, it wasn't. No, Flower could play. This was like one of the lower end batsmen for Zimbabwe. He was just getting, you know, playing, getting beaten. And he was saying, Mark Waugh saying to the batsman, you're embarrassing yourself out there. Yeah. You may as well just nick one and get out, mate. Like, you know this game is on national TV. Yeah. Your family's watching. And he just kept on going, apparently. Of course, I wasn't there, but this is what I've heard.
Yeah.
And he goes, and the bloke eventually at the end of the over turns around and goes, hey, mate, at least I'm the best cricketer in my family.
Yes.
You know, and Steve Waugh's in the gully laughing his head off and everyone breaks it. That, to me, is sledging because he took it on board. He thought about it. It was funny.
Yes.
It was a great comeback and everyone enjoyed the moment rather than what you're talking about, which is like personal.
Yes.
exactly. Racist type stuff.
We do not need that in the game.
We're parking that.
What about the Viv Richards one? Who was bowling to Viv Richards and it zoomed past his head?
Yeah, this has happened a few. I've heard this story many times, but you know, Viv Richards playing a game of cricket against, and it wasn't a county game, it was against like a pub game, like he was doing it as a promo. Yeah. And this young bloke said, "I'm bowling to Viv Richards here. I'm gonna put a couple around his melon," right? Yeah. No helmet, of course, never wore a helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
So bang, short ball comes in and sort of duck got out of the way, and he sort of looked back, Viv, and goes, "I don't know what that was about." The bloke goes, "Mate, it's red, it's got stitches, try to hit it."
Yeah.
The next ball, we hit it out of the ground. He said, "You know what it looks like. Fucking find it."
Yes! You know, I love it.
Absolute gold that comes from cricket in particular. But that's beautiful. Thanks a lot for going through. That's the podcast Extra Break. Make sure that you listen to us live from 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings. And, of course, you can download the podcast on the Listener app. That is LISTNR. Boys, see you next week.
Thank you, guys.
See ya.
Love you, guys.